Let us share a thought related to this week's parasha. I'll begin with a story that I was told by a cousin of mine who was present when it happened, most likely back in the 1980s, when my grandfather Zatzal spoke at a Torah Masorah convention, and his theme was Kedusha. At one point in the long course of his drasha, he happened to mention that the song Hatikva is a very nice song, except for one problem. They speak of Lios Am Chafshi Baratzenu, when they should have at the very least included as a very important component of our aspirations, Lios Am Kadosh Baratzenu. Now, the mere mention of Hatikva at such a convention was enough to send one of America's well-known Rosh Hashivas walking out in protest. After the talk was over, my cousin happened to overhear that particular Rosh Hashiva complaining to Rav Ruderman Zatzal of Neir Zal Baltimore. And Rav Ruderman said, "What do you want? Rav Aaron is correct. He's right." That our national aspiration should be Lios Am Kadosh. And although perhaps that particular Rosh Hashiva in question was scared off, shall we say, by the mention of Hatikva, but I think for many of us, sadly, we sometimes tend to be scared away by the mention of Kedusha. We hear Kadosh, Kedusha, we start thinking up of all sorts of images of asceticism and fasting and not sleeping, just learning, Yom Malayla, and we say, "That's not for us, I'm a simple Jew, I'm not one of those holy, holy people." Which is, of course, a terrible mistake. Because as the Kotzker Rebbe famously says, the Pasuk in the sixth parasha, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Lamed, tells us, "V'anshei Kodesh tihiyun li." God wants you to be anoshim, first and foremost, who are kodesh, who are holy. God has no need for malachim. God already has plenty of malachim. God wants people who will be people, but at the same time, who know how to infuse kedusha into their life as people. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. To be a person who is kadosh. Kedusha is not just for those who are sitting and learning every day, all day. Kedusha is just as much for those who are going to be working every day and perhaps close to all day. If you think of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, who back in 1941, before he became Rebbe of Chabad, was working as an engineer for a subcontractor to the U.S. Navy. Do you think that he didn't have aspirations at that time of Kedusha? Do you think he wasn't already an Ish Kadosh to the extent that a Jew can work on himself to become a holy person? Undoubtedly, he was. You can work as a professional and be just as much focused on Kedusha as the next person. If anything, what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of all of us is to be Anshei Kodesh. It should be a slogan, perhaps, for Jews and Judaism. God is issuing the sixth parasha, if you want to use the alliteration of a clarion call to Kedusha. He is summoning us to sanctify ourselves, giving us a mandate to be Mekadesh our lives. How? By being people, but by being holy. Anshei Kodesh. That means is that as we go about our daily life, we check in with the Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day. When we say our brachos over our food or after using the bathroom, it's not meant to be just a mumbling exercise of moving one's lips mindlessly, but rather it is meant to be a moment to reconnect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day. Many times a day. It's an opportunity to once again connect with our Kedusha. what it essentially should mean to us is that every day I ask myself, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me and how I should live my life? So when we're out there in the professional world, we should not be submitting to the societal pressures of talking like trash, as sadly so often you hear in the office. It's almost as if it's a given in certain circles that you talk in a reprehensible way. It's almost like par for the course. Par for the course. People do it without even thinking. I've heard this from more than one person out in the business world, how it is so, so common. People just to talk, even sadly, from people who just become drawn into that unfortunate culture of talking like trash. Where's the kedusha in how we speak? Even if I'm living and working amongst people who don't have any such hasagos of kedusha. Or after a very, very difficult, busy season in the accounting office, or whatever the office might be, and the colleagues that I work with, it is within their cultural norms to then go and get trashed in celebration of having concluded the very, very busy work season. Where is the kedusha in that? Leaving aside all the other potential problems that might result from drinking with others, whether that itself is a problem, whether the loosening of inhibitions in such groups is going to cause serious problems, leaving that aside. Aside from all of those serious issues, but where is the kedusha in just going out to party and to drink just to let loose a little bit? That's not the type of control or discipline that a person living with kedusha is expected to demonstrate and to exercise. Kedusha means never losing sight of what my ultimate focus is as an Oved Hashem in my daily life, regardless of the circles I find myself in, and regardless of what I'm doing each and every day, working, learning, studying, going to school, whatever it is. Kedusha means to not lose track and focus of what my ultimate goals are in life as an Eved Hashem, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. And yes, I can be a doctor and study hard through medical school, but if I'm focused on Kedusha, that means that I'm constantly looking to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim in what I do. If you've read excerpts of that Time magazine article that was published about Dr. Abraham Twersky after he graduated medical school back in 1960 or so, you see what that means, to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, even as you are pursuing a very distinguished career in medicine. When you write about how he would get up every morning at 5:30 to daven first, to learn first, and then to go to school. How he would walk miles on Shabbos at times to avoid having to drive unnecessarily on Shabbos to the hospital. That's engaging in what you do with a focus on Kedusha throughout. Always asking, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me? And how can I contribute to a Kiddush Shem Shamayim? That's being an Ish Kodesh, Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Liv. And whatever field you pursue, whatever career you choose, there's always such opportunity for Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Last week's parasha, L'sisa Es Shem Hashem L'kacha L'ashav, I mentioned in the Tish Friday nights. We all carry God's name, because we're always recognizable and identifiable as Jews. Whether we recognize it or not, whether we try to hide it or not, we are, period. There's no running from it. At least carry that Shem Hashem with pride and make a Kiddush Shem Shemayim in the process. Don't be embarrassed by it. Don't try to hide it. Be proud of it and dignify it by living in a dignified way, in a way that people will respect you. I know from people who work in the workforce who, when their colleagues talk to them, they know that this person doesn't talk like the rest of the people in the office. And if they let slip a curse word, they will then apologize. That's the way to live life as an Ish Kodesh. That people should be impacted and impressed by the fact that you live differently. You talk differently, you act differently. that's being an ish kodesh, va'anshe kodesh tionli, it is a mandate for each of us, the average Jew among us, to live a life of kedusha. This is the goal of a Jew, to live a life of kedusha, to be mekadesh shem shemayim.